John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. And don't even start to say to yourselves, but we have Abraham as our ancestor. Because I'll tell you something. God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, Well, what then should we do? And John said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do the same." Well, even tax collectors came to be baptized. And they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" And John said, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And what about us?" And John said to them, "Don't extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations. Be satisfied with your wages." Well, as the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts, wondering whether John might actually be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water. But one who is much more powerful than I is coming. I'm not even worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is already in his hands to clear his threshing floor, gathering the wheat into his granaries. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."